as we're sitting and talking, Madison County doesn't have any cases of coronavirus. But once a person is tested for coronavirus, where does that test go?
Well, actually, because they've added commercial labs, Quest and LabCorp, there are more opportunities for people to be tested. And the way that works is the provider, their doctor, has to order the test for them. Depending on that patient, maybe their travel history and symptoms and that sort of thing, they will decide if it needs to go to the state or if it can go to LabCorp or Quest.
The doctor ordering the test, is that why, according to the state, only 43 people have been tested for COVID-19 so far?
I think so, yes. But that the commercial labs were just recently added within the past couple of days. And so as I look at the dashboard on the state side, I've actually had the same question in terms of when it says total tested by ISDH, 43, it's my interpretation that's how many the state lab has tested.
So you think that maybe those tested by the commercial labs aren't being included in that number?
I agree. Yes, that's what I think.
On a nationwide scale, there aren't as many tests as people who want to be tested. What does it look like here in Indiana?
We were allotted 900. I don't know if the state shared some of their 900 with those labs or if more test kits came in specifically for the labs and the state still has that initial number there. I'm not quite sure how that's all working because that has not been communicated to us just yet.
What do you have control over as a county health department?
We are largely focused on public information, media, and education. The other thing that we would be doing sort of, I guess, behind the scenes is when we have a case and that contact tracing or that case investigation begins, the health department itself will really ramp up and put personnel in charge of tracking down those people and notifications and that sort of thing. We have had several community stakeholders call the health department and ask recommendations, which we provide guidance, whether it's CDC guidance, ISDH, or just best practices.
What questions are you seeing asked most often?
If there's a case, will the school shut down?
Mm-hmm.
At what point should our office be closed? At what point should we scale back operations? Those are all questions I'm hearing now, which is really a different dialogue than it was Monday.
Was Monday basically just basic prevention questions?
Yeah, and testing questions.
Has there been any state recommendations or even local recommendations through you about, you know, when some place should close or how many people should meet in a group?
No. Nothing that tangible. We local health departments communicate, have a WebEx with ISDH every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And what we heard Tuesday, and this is specifically in regard to schools, should a school have a case, we are welcome to call the State Department of Health and talk through our options.
That's pretty vague.
Yeah. We had our task force meeting on Tuesday, and I feel like it was a really great meeting. It was a great moment for our county because we're going to take a deep breath and this is how we're going to move forward together as a community.
Stephanie Grimes is the administrator for the Madison County Health Department. Stephanie, thank you very much.
I always like to end any conversation I have about this with empowerment and prevention messages, which is wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, cover your cough. Thank you.